From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. The beginning of Russian President Vladimir Putin's fourth term was met with lots of opposition Saturday as protesters filled the streets of Moscow and 90 other Russian cities. Joining the protesters was widely known opposition leader Alexei Navalny. VOA's Charles Maines has more.
The protests were organized in cities across Russia by opposition leader Alexei Navalny as a symbol of defiance. Rallying under the slogan, "He is not a czar to us," protesters took digs at President Vladimir Putin's continued hold on power just 2 days before the Russian leader is set to take the oath of office for another six-year term. In Moscow's downtown Pushkin Square, thousands of Russians chanted, "Putin is a thief and down with the czar." Navalny himself saw little of Saturday's protests. He was taken away by police just minutes after he arrived at the square and was later charged with inciting an unauthorized rally. Charles Maines, VOA News, Moscow.
Iran's president said Sunday of the U.S. withdraws from the nuclear deal between Iran and world powers that Washington would regret that decision. Hassan Rouhani said in a televised address that if the United States leaves the nuclear agreement, you will soon see they will regret it like never before in history. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he will decide by May 12th whether Washington will remain an adherent to the nuclear agreement. Meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani, the new face of President Trump's legal team, spoke with reporters in Washington about a number of issues, including the Iran nuclear deal and whether Mr. Trump should withdraw.
I mean, he first has to decide what he wants to do with the agreement. Seems to me there are three choices, right? One that I don't like, continue it. Second one, renegotiate it. Or number three, throw it out, get the sanctions back.
This is VOA News. Residents of Hawaii's Big Island remain on high alert after the Kilauea volcano gushed more lava on the island's eastern side, forcing more evacuations. The Associated Press reports at least five homes have been destroyed by lava shooting out of openings in the ground. Hawaii County Mayor Harry Kim says evacuees in his county will get more than basic shelter during a volcano eruption that has forced them to leave.
We're going to feed these people instead of the standard shelter beyond provisions. I mean, all of these evacuees have enough to worry about without thinking about where to get food and cook and all those things. The county will provide with Red Cross meals for these evacuees.
There have been no reports of deaths or injuries. Officials warned Friday that they have detected high levels of sulfur gas in the air that could threaten the elderly and people with breathing problems. Voters in Lebanon are going to the polls Sunday for their first parliamentary election in 9 years. Security concerns have postponed the vote several times. The main competition is between the Western-backed coalition of Prime Minister Saad Hariri's Future Movement Party and the Iranian-backed Hezbollah group. 86 women are running for seats in Lebanon's 128-member parliament that is equally divided between Muslims and Christians. Security forces have been deployed to polling stations for Sunday's elections. An official tally is expected to take several days. Australia's bid to join the rapidly growing space industry will receive a multi-million dollar boost. Most developed countries, including New Zealand, have agencies dedicated to promoting industries in space.
Australia is entering the race into space late compared to other developed nations. The National Aeronautics Space Administration, the US civilian space program, was set up in 1958, while the Canadian Space Agency was formed in 1989. The United Kingdom Space Agency aims to capture 10% of the global space market by 2030. Australia currently doesn't have rockets that can transport satellites into orbit, nor does it have any launch capabilities. However, the rapid advance of technology and reusable rockets have drastically cut the cost of doing business in space.
That's Phil Mercer reporting for VOA from Sydney. Justify, the favorite three-year-old horse going into Saturday's Kentucky Derby, won the two-kilometer race on a rain-soaked track. Justify held off Audible and Good Magic in the final stretch. The 144th annual Kentucky Derby was held Saturday at Churchill Downs, the legendary thoroughbred racetrack in the southeastern U.S. city of Louisville, Kentucky. The race is the first leg of the Triple Crown, three races for three-year-old horses. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.